Being as part-time principal and stipend given to a head teacher at the school to kind of cover what we have there. And I believe also the addition of a administrative assistant to the school, which will lead to a net savings of about $94,000 in the budget. The instrumental music position, I believe that position is already vacant. It's difficult to fill, but it will be removed from the budget. And a para position at Bridgewater Hebron. Some of the deepest cuts, though, are to technology and to facilities. You can see that technology will be $295,000 taken out of the budget and $476,545 removed from facilities. Now, that includes things such as repairs to bleachers, air duct cleaning, general repairs and maintenance to all of our structures. So the result is, compared to what was adopted in fiscal year 21, our proposed budget at a maximum, this is the most it can be with that $280,000 increase, will be $22,748,894, which is about $48,000 less than the budget we're operating under right now. And we still have to make up all those contractual and legal obligations and the deficit out of that. It's important to note that this proposed budget does include a food services transfer for $23,000 and $11,000 transfer to charter schools. The $23,000 transfer to our food service fund is done in order to keep that separate fund self-sustaining. Typically, food services in theory would charge enough for the lunches so that what the cost to run that fund offsets and it breaks even. That's not always the case, so the transfer is necessary. And the $11,000 transfer to charter schools, I believe, is due to special ed costs. If a student withdraws from a public school and has been identified as having special education needs, the state-funded special education funds will have to be forwarded to that charter school, so we have to forward that along. And as I mentioned, there are two other funds. So there are three funds that make up our total budget, the operating budget, then also the food services fund, which is $545,000, not including that $23,000 transfer, and our grant and other special revenues fund, which is $1,291,351. That fund is self-sustaining because if we don't get the grant money, we don't spend the grant money. So it's an in and out kind of fund. So, moving on. This is the second year that the Budget Committee has been responsible for preparing and presenting the default budget. The default budget means that the amount, it's defined as the amount of the same appropriations as contained in the operating budget authorized for the previous year, reduced and increased as the case may be by debt service, contracts, and other obligations previously incurred or mandated by law, and reduced by one-time expenditures contained in the operating budget. One-time expenditures shall be appropriated, not likely to, one-time expenditures shall be appropriations not likely to recur in succeeding budget as determined by the governing body, unless provisions of RSA 4014B are adopted of the local political subdivision. Now, that's just a lot of legalese. That means the default budget is a calculation. Instead of it being a figure that we actually prepare and determine for you, we take our last cast budget, we add some, we take some away based on a formula, and that's what we're left with in the case that the voters, the legislative body, do not pass our proposed operating budget this year. So a detail of that calculation is we take the 2021 authorized operating budget, which is about $24 million, and we increase it by the teacher's contract increase. Again, this is a contractual increase, reduced by bond payments per our debt schedule. There we add in the net change in retirement benefits. I hope these lines are sounding familiar, because they should. and we increase it by the guaranteed maximum rate change in health insurance, and increase for approved positions and retirement stipends. Then it gets decreased by one-time expenditures, which means that it's an expense that was done at one time. It's not a recurring expense. In this case, it was non-CIP. It was the purchase of desktop computers for the high school for $56,068, which will leave us with a default budget of $25,226,038. So why is the default budget higher than our proposed budget? Like I said, that calculation should sound familiar because those are the exact things that we have to take out of our proposed budget. Because the budget committee in our proposed budget is limited by that tax cap, we have to cut those contractual obligations out of it, including health insurance, the teacher's contract, and the retirement contributions. Whereas this calculation, by law, all of those things need to be added back in. So this is just a comparison, so you can see again our fiscal year 21 budget, our lower fiscal year 22 budget versus our default budget. As you can see, our default budget is significantly higher than what we can propose to you, which is also lower than what we are operating under currently. So that is the numbers, really important stuff. I promise I will stop talking eventually. We also are going to go over the warrant articles for this year's deliberative session and second session. As of right now, I believe there is still time for petition articles to come in, but these are this is the warrant as it stands as of tonight. So Article 1 will be to choose all necessary school district officials for the year ensuing. This year, the school board is looking for a representative for Danbury, for Groton, and Hebron for three-year terms, respectively. On the budget committee, it's the same towns plus a one-year term for Bridgewater. Eric was kind enough to join us this year, but that position will need to be filled. So if he chooses to run, he could be on the ballot in March. We're also looking for a moderator for a one-year term. If you're interested in joining us on the school board or the budget committee, the first day you can file with your town clerk is January 20th, and the last day to file will be January 29th. Article 2, our expendable trust fund, building maintenance. This is an article to see if the New Glendale School District will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $350,000 to be added to the expendable trust fund building maintenance, and to authorize the use and transfer of that amount from the undesignated fund balance available July 1st, 2021. That means that in the instance there is money left over at the end of the year, this is a warrant article looking for permission to put $350,000 into a building maintenance trust fund for unforeseen emergencies to address things at our schools. Article 3. Our operating budget, this is what we've been talking about tonight, to see if the New Glendale Area School District will vote to raise and appropriate as an operating budget, not including appropriations by special warrant articles and other appropriations voted separately, the amount set forth on the budget posted with the warrant or as amended by vote of the first session, more on that later, for the purposes set forth therein, totaling $24,585,245. Should this article be defeated, the default budget shall be $25,226,038, which is the same as last year, with certain adjustments required by previous action of the New Glendale Area School District or by law, or the governing body may hold one special meeting in accordance with RSA 4013, 10, and 16 to take up the issue of a revised operating budget only. And you can see at the bottom of these warrant articles at this time, the vote to support or not support these money articles has not been filled in because we will be meeting subsequent to this hearing to decide if we support these articles or not. So our recommendation will be at the bottom of the actual warrant in March. Article 4 is the contingency fund, and it will see if the district will vote in accordance with RSA 198 Form B, paragraph 2, to increase indefinitely until rescinded the retention of any unused portion of the year-end unassigned general funds from the preceding fiscal year from the current percentage of 2.5% to 5% of the current fiscal year's net assessment under RSA 198.5 for the purpose of having funds on hand to use in subsequent fiscal years. This contingency fund, actually, I should note, was also used to facilitate the middle school ventilation project this year. Without that contingency fund, we would have been really hurting this year as far as our budget goes. Luckily, we had money in there. It has now been depleted, and I believe the point of this article is to, if we have the funds available to us at the end of the fiscal year, to put some more money back into that contingency fund in case of any other emergencies. We're getting there now, folks. Article 5 is by petition. This is the only petition article we've received to date. Shall we modify the tax cap adopted under the provisions of RSA 32.5B at the 2012 annual meeting to change the 2% tax cap to 3%? If this article is adopted, the governing body or budget committee shall not recommend a budget that increases the amount to be raised by local taxes based on the prior year's actual amount of local taxes by more than 3%. Passage requires a 3/5 majority ballot vote. Now, I know that this was submitted with the intent of trying to fix our tax cap problem. I did a little quick math before tonight, and if our budget tax cap was 3% this year, rather than having $280,000, we would have had about $420,000. It still wouldn't have been enough, but it would have maybe softened the blow a little bit. So. But this is a petitioned article, so at the deliberative session, those responsible for creating the petition, I'm sure will be able to speak to it. I think she's here. If she wants to speak to it tonight, she can. But that is that. And like I said, deliberative session, for those of you that aren't aware, because I know that in the Newfound Area School District, there are towns that are still on traditional town meeting schedule and aren't SB2. The district is SB2, which means that there are two sessions. Our first deliberative session is what allows members of the legislative body, the voting body, to gather, discuss, and amend, and finalize the warrant to be presented at the second session or our voting. That means that on January 30th, here at the high school at 10 a.m., anyone can come to our deliberative session and make a motion, and ask the voting body present to change what is in our warrant, inclusive of our operating budget, our proposed operating budget. The voting body has the ability to move the budget up or down 10%. It is not limited by the 2% tax cap. We cannot propose anything higher than what is the 2% tax cap. And I should just note that that's never really been historically our goal to propose budgets that go right to the wall. We tend to be good stewards of our budget. We have presented budgets in the past that have not gone to the tax cap. But we are limited by that figure. So this year, if you don't agree with the amount being proposed, there's always a chance to fix that at our first deliberative session. The second session in SB2 is Town Voting Day, which is Tuesday, March 9th at your respective town hall. So, again, the deliberative session is really your chance to be heard, to amend any of the warrant articles with the exception of those by petition, and to make your voice heard. So with that, I can open the floor up to any public input, comments, discussion. Ruby, if you wanted to speak to your petition warrant article, you're welcome to do so. I think there's a mic set up over there. Actually, I don't know, and I don't know if this one's on or not.
That's not a good idea. Too close to the touch.
Right.
This one.
I know.
There was a petition warrant article to rescind the tax cap, and that failed miserably. filled by more than it passed by in the first place. So I'm just saying that because people immediately said, why only 3%? Why not 4? Why not 5? Why not try to do it? Most people in the public think that we are limited to 2% on the overall budget, and they don't understand that we're limited to 2% on the locally assessed value. So some years that's been as little as 0.8% increase, and some years that's been 1.3, the last one was 1.3. So somewhere in that range is what we really are working with most of the time. So if we amend it to 3%, we'll be closer to the 2 that most people think that we are already working with.
Thank you, Ruby. Is there any public input for hearing tonight? Comments? Anyone else on the committee if they'd like to add anything? Okay. In that case, the last thing I have to say to you all is thank you so much for coming. The Budget Committee will be meeting immediately following the hearing to make our recommendations on the operating budget and other warrant articles that involve a dollar figure, so the Building Maintenance Trust Fund and Contingency Fund contributions. We'll be meeting, I believe, right here immediately following. Okay.
Could I talk?
Oh, you want to see?
Sorry, I didn't realize.
She's a member of the public. Could you just state your name and town of residency, please, for the record?
My name is Erin Edwards, and I'm a resident of Hebron. I'm a parent of two children in New Falls Public Schools, an eighth grader and a ninth grader, and I'm also a teacher at the middle school. I'm a computer teacher. There's a group of parents and concerned citizens that have gotten together calling ourselves We Are New Falls because we're concerned about the future of our community. And we are going to propose at the deliberative session to reinstate the money that has been cut. Not a cent more, not a cent less. I think that the budget, what's being cut, is really necessary. None of it is anything extra. It's just what we need to have an appropriate and acceptable, reasonable school system for it to function well. And so we feel really strongly about putting that back because what's being cut is sports, academics, technology, just basic upkeep of the building is really, in our opinion, unacceptable. And we'd like to get that put back. We're really concerned about what could happen in the future if that does get cut, because that affects things years to come. It changes the budgets in the future.
Thank you, Erin. So with that, I guess I will call the hearing to close. Oh,
I'd like to let everybody know that the school board meeting immediately following the budget committee meeting.
There will be a school board meeting immediately following the budget committee meeting as well. That's okay. Beautiful. So it is. Oh, another one. The hard part about it being so far away. It is 7 o'clock on the nose. We'll go ahead and call this hearing adjourned, and we'll do our meeting now. Thank you so much for coming, everyone. You're welcome to listen to our